Good morning, hello, and welcome to Alaska's newest and best shipbuilding facility.
That's Frank Foti, President and CEO of Vigor Industrial. The Portland-headquartered company owns Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan. There, he shared the stage with officials last spring to celebrate the opening of a new ship construction hall.
After the collapse of the timber economy here, these leaders saw an opportunity for growth in jobs and economic prosperity, while others saw only derelict infrastructure and a dying industry.
A new study shows the Ketchikan shipyard is a key contributor to the region, with about 120 employees and $37 million in annual revenues.
So who are we? What sets us apart from other places and makes our region unique? Is there one thing that defines our people, our geography, and our economy?
Melani Shivens researched that question as part of Juneau-based Scheinberg Associates. She spoke at last month's Southeast Conference annual meeting in Sitka, where the study was released.
We are here today to tell you that there is. We are a maritime economy and a maritime region.
That's no surprise, given Southeast's geography, but the study has the details to prove it. The report shows about 400 maritime businesses and government agencies employing more than 8,000 people. Their total annual wages come to about $500 million, with individual wages averaging about $50,000 a year. Researcher Barb Scheinberg says this is the first thorough study of what she calls the blue economy. It includes commercial fisheries, ferries, and marinas.
When you think about the visitor industry, that includes whale watching cruise staff. When you think about construction, that's our marine welders. When you think about government, that's our Coast Guard folks.
Not included were onshore businesses relying on cruise ship passenger traffic or barged goods. She says ocean harvests dominate the maritime economy.
And that's our seafood processors and commercial fishermen, the mariculture workers. That's where half of the maritime jobs and wages are.
Scheinberg says the blue economy is larger than mining, timber, construction, or any other sector in Southeast. Shivens says shipbuilding and repair jobs have doubled over the past 5 years.
This growth is not accidental, but resulted from strategic planning and targeted investment.
Like Ketchikan, Wrangell is a former logging town that's found new opportunities. State and federal grants, as well as private investments, have paid for seafood plant improvements, a marine service center, a travel lift, and a new harbor. Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says that's brought unexpected benefits.
Now we have transient moored space. So now we're seeing yachts coming to Wrangell because before we never had that ability. Commercial fleets were being rafted 3 or 4 feet deep. Well, the yachts don't want to tie up to the commercial boats. But now we're seeing this huge increase in yachters coming to Wrangell. And it's added an extra element to our tourism industry.
She says it hasn't been easy. Grants take years. Community planning can be contentious, and it's natural for people to become impatient.
Recovery is very slow, as you all are very painfully aware of as well. It has taken 20 years for our community to start rebounding.
Wrangell isn't all the way there. It still hopes to see development at the sites of its old mill and a former Bureau of Indian Affairs school. Rushmore says that could include more expansion of the city's blue economy. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Sitka.